Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But I think it's fair to say all anyone wants to know today is, who is it? Where is it? What are they going to do with it? Because someone in Ireland has won 250 million euro in the Euro Millions jackpot last night. The National Lottery has confirmed the ticket was sold over the counter in a shop, not online, and more details of the location will be released over the next day or so. Well, our reporter Maura Fay asked these people in King's Court in County Cavan this morning what they would spend the money on if they had won.
I wouldn't have a clue. I'd have a heart attack first, probably, with shock. But, probably family and just life in general, isn't it? To just have a better life.
I'd move away anyway and buy a mansion.
Oh, where to start? Paying some bills, going on a holiday, take a year out probably. Yeah, that's all.
First of all, I have two disabled kids and I would look after Maria Greta Foundation in Lordship and I'd buy them a minibus and I would look after St. Bridget National School so for special needs kids and then I would look after the whole family and I would leave this job here tomorrow morning and I would enjoy the rest of my life.
Probably get rid of a few bills and take these on a good holiday. Where would you like to go?
Madrid again.
Madrid.
I go on a nice holiday, change the van, fix up the house.
Well, I'd probably give some to charity and look after my family and all that.
Would you spend any on yourself?
Well, I don't really need anything. Not at my age.
Are you sure you wouldn't have some fun?
Oh, I'd probably go on a holiday down to Killarney or something. That'd be it.
I would share it.
Who would you share it with?
Family and other people that are in need, yes.
And would you spend any of it on yourself?
I most certainly would.
What would you spend it on?
Botox.
She'd get a hell of a lot of Botox for 250 million. Personal finance expert Joe McGee is with, Owen McGee is with us first. Owen, people there are saying that they'd go on holiday, they'd pay the bills, pay off the mortgage, or have a heart attack when they found out that they had won. But your advice this morning is to do nothing, is it?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, and I think that's a social experiment in itself that you guys decided to go to Cavan and ask the people at Cavan what they would do with 250 million euro.
Ah, the poor people in Cavan.
I'll move on quickly before I get in trouble. No, my advice is do absolutely nothing, right? Mm-hmm. You're not under pressure for time, bar signing the back of the tickets. We'll come back to that in a second, right? But you're not under pressure for time. You have a couple of months before you even have to claim this. So if you find out this morning, if you are looking at your tickets, you're going, oh, I would ring the lotto and they will confirm over the phone, yeah, that is the winning ticket. And then just sit back and do nothing. But more importantly, tell nobody. Now, we don't mean absolutely nobody, but keep it to yourself. Just keep it within your inner circle. Mm-hmm. Like the people who you are likely to talk to about it. Don't make a decision today or tomorrow or anytime soon whether you're going public or staying private, and both of them have their pros and cons. But just keep it to yourself for the moment, because this is life-changing. Any money that people win is can be life-changing, but this is particularly life-changing, and there's going to be a lot of media focus, like me and you talking about it this morning. There's going to be a lot of pressure to try and find out where was this money won, who won it, and if we find out what town or city or village it was bought in, there'll be people looking across the table at each other wondering, was it you, and they haven't told me.
So it'll be ferocious, Owen. But I'm listening to what you're saying about not telling anyone, or, you know, you can keep it within your family. But the level of excitement, that's a big ask, isn't it?
It's huge, and it puts serious pressure on people. But remember, once you open your mouth, you can never retract it. It's out there then. And that's why I'm saying, when we actually get a lot of winners in, funny enough, into the office, Claire. And I think one of the things that we try to get across, particularly in the first meeting, when somebody has come into money, maybe they've sold their business, maybe they've won the lotto or whatever it is. But you do need to remember that the things that made you happy before this win are the same things that are going to make you happy afterwards. You just have more time to do them now. And that's one of the things that you kind of ground yourself, if at all possible. Yeah, my life is going to be different, but it's the things I love at the moment that are going to be the things that bring you the happiness. So try and ground yourself back to, what do I want from life now? Because life is different forever. Mm-hmm. And don't underestimate that if you don't manage this properly, it can ruin you. And like people say, how could 250 million can ruin you? Because even when you think about those pressures and the people around you, and particularly if you go public, the letters you'll get looking for absolutely valid and very worthy causes, looking for money off you. But when you do give money, and whether that's to a charity or whether that's to a friend or a family member, when you have 250 million euro, it actually doesn't matter how much you give someone. It's not going to be enough. Oh, I thought you've got 250 million euro. I thought you would have given me more than that. Can often be the reaction to it. So be really careful about who you're talking to about this, about any decisions you're making, about any, particularly any promises you're making. So let's say, I don't know, say you've got adult kids and you've just won this money. Even be careful about telling them what you're going to do with this money and how much they're going to get out of it. Make no promises right now. This is a time for celebration and joy and being happy about it, but it's not a time for decisions. I even go as far as to say, Claire, in the first 6 months, You're going to go, come on, right? But in the first 6 months, I would say you shouldn't spend more than 10,000 euros on any one item. Okay? Mm. And because...
Can't do that now. 250 million and we can't even buy a nice new car, according to your rules, in the beginning anyway.
But you know what? I know my clients will break those rules. But at least if it's in the back of their head,
you'll pull them back some way.
And pulling them back a little bit, it's kind of push far in the hope mm-hmm. that it goes some of the way with you. What I don't want you doing is spending 2.5 million on a villa in Quinta del Lago or something, right? And then you realise in 3 years' time, so we haven't even been out there.
Yeah.
That's my point. Don't make any massive big decisions that are going to take a chunk of this money. Like, let's be realistic about this though. Like, it's a huge amount of money. You could take this and invest it, right? I'm talking about moderate, medium-risk investments. And you could take €1 million a month off it and you'd never eat into the 250 million.
You could spend €1 million a month and you'd still have your principal.
Yes.
And even if you stuck it
in a bank account, right? Imagine you got 1% interest in a bank account. Mm-hmm. You're going to get 2.5 million a year off that. Now, I'm ignoring tax here, right? But just keep the figures round. 2.5 million euros here. Right, a year. That's a little over 200 grand a month.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to come back to you on the signing of the ticket and all that, because that's really important. But before I do, I want to bring in Professor David Malone, who's with us, director of the Hamilton Institute at Maynooth University's Mathematics Department. Because, David, the temptation now for the rest of us is to go out and start doing the Euro Millions because we have a winner. But the chances of winning it are slim, to say the least. Will you take us through them?
Sure. So the lot of numbers are always pretty slim. I guess it's the draw of a sort of a big win like this is what the lottery was selling to you. But you don't go in really expecting to win anything. And that's something to always keep in mind. So you have to pick 5 numbers from 50, which is there's a lot of different ways of doing that. That's about 2 million different ways of doing that. But on top of that, then they have these lucky star numbers as well. And there are 12 of those, and you've got to pick 2 of those, and you have to match all of them to win the jackpot. So that dilutes it down by another 66 times. And so it's about a 1 in 140 million, roughly, just under that, is your chances of actually winning the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So really, buying the ticket only makes a small difference to your chance of winning.
Right. And do you agree with that description that some people have of as the lottery and lotto games as a tax on people who don't understand probability?
Well, I think probability is a tough thing, and big numbers are a tough thing as well. Understanding like the difference between a few million that you might win in the national lottery and 250 million, which is the biggest prize that the Euro Millions can give out. There's quite a big difference in between winning the two of those. So I did know that there's a chap who taught me probability who used to play the lotto after he received some money. The institute that he worked in received some money to do some research from the lottery, because as we know, the lottery is run to fund good deeds and to make some money for the lottery people. And he used to play the lottery always after that, not because he thought he would won anything, because he had a very good grasp of probability, but he won it as a way of saying thank you to the lottery people for funding some of the research that went on.
Okay, so he was doing it to support the good causes that the lottery supports.
Exactly.
Not because he thought he was going to win, because he knew he probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I think to make money on the Euro Millions, to sort of expect to get a return, the jackpot would actually need to be even bigger than this 250 million. You'd be looking at something like 350 million before you might even expect to get some kind of return on buying a single line.
Mm-hmm. But I suppose you're buying, if you're buying a lottery ticket, you're buying the right to dream about winning it, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's like any of these things, maybe where you're having a little flutter for a bit of excitement or something like that. It's OK to do it for a bit of fun, but you don't want to be doing it with that. It's your financial plan. You should go and talk to Owen or somebody about that instead. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's ask Owen now about this signing of the ticket. Owen, why is that so important?
Can I just say before I go into that, Claire, if you don't mind, usually I empathise with David there this morning, because usually you have me on as the bah humbug type person and there's no chance that this is. So David has taken up the role today. He's the one who's damping us all down. And what I would say about statistics and probability, one of the things is, David might tell us there's a 99% chance you're not going to win. But if you're the 1%, it's a 100% chance you just did. So we'll all keep living and hoping that you're going to do the lotto and you're going to win it someday. And my thing, I agree with what you said there a second ago, Claire. You do the lotto. I would often not check my lotto ticket for a couple of days, because until I checked it, I might have won.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all by
you. Well, I don't do it, because if I buy the ticket, I think that I have won. That's me winning. I have, you know, in my head, I've done all the spending. So
you've done all the spending. Okay, right. Well, that's a different issue. We'll talk about that a different day, about your spending problems there, right? Well, thanks for taking up the mantle, David. But as regards signing the tickets, the signing the ticket thing is really important. Whoever's on the back of the ticket gets the money tax-free, okay? And this is where you really need to get some advice. Before you even go in and claim the ticket, I would strongly say, and you're going to tell me, oh, Owen, you would say that you're a financial planner. A financial planner is like a GP for your finances. A good financial planner is going to bring in the solicitor you might need, or the accountant you might need, or the tax advice you might need, or whatever the case is. So I would strongly suggest, if you're sitting at home with a ticket, get yourself a decent financial planner who's going to help you this before you go to it. And one of the things a good financial planner is going to tell you about is, when you sign the back of the ticket, as I said, everyone on the back of that ticket is going to be tax-free. They're going to be able to take whatever they need from this tax-free. It's not an equal split for the people on the back of the ticket. So the way the lotto people look at it is they say, that's now a syndicate because there's more than one name on it. And there's a syndicate leader or a syndicate, someone who's running the syndicate. The money goes into the syndicate leader's bank account. The cheque is made payable to the syndicate leader and goes into their account. And the lotto are agnostic as to what way the money gets split, because the syndicate rules decide who gets what money. And therefore, it doesn't mean, in this case, 250 million, there's five people on the ticket to get 50 million each. You can say, no, you get 1% of it and you get 2% of it or whatever. It's about them being able to distribute it freely amongst everybody on the back of the ticket,
right,
with no tax.
So you don't have to divvy it up equally if you put names on the back of the ticket, but it does really importantly mean you can hand over whatever amount you decide to those people on the back of the ticket tax-free.
Yes, exactly. But be tread very carefully about who you're putting on the back of the tickets, because this can cause problems. But this is again why you just need to take your time. Take your time. You don't need to rush into this. There is a balancing act here for people, because you have the tickets. It's in the house. You're listening to me and talk to you, Claire, and you're saying, oh, he said take my time, so I'll go in next week or the week after. Don't underestimate the amount of time that you're going to go and check if the ticket's still there. And it's scary having a ticket worth 250 million sitting in a drawer somewhere in the house. It's less scary having 250 million euros sitting in a bank account and it's safe and you've done it and it's been processed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that you need to wait months and months. I'm saying just don't go rushing about it today. Talk to the lottery people today, confirm you are the winner, and then you will you just take a couple of days and get some people around you and talk to people and try and get a professional image as well.
Where are we putting the ticket now? That's where my head's gone. Where are we putting the ticket while we're waiting to settle and get all this advice?
I'm going to be honest. There's a little pocket on my jeans. You know the little coin pocket in the right pocket?
Yeah.
I would stick it in there and I would just keep touching it all the time.
Yeah, but then somebody washes your jeans. You wash your jeans.
I wouldn't be taking off the jeans for 10 days.
No, it's stressful. David, I don't know. Are you stressed listening to this now, holding on to the ticket for days on end because Owen wants us to settle? Or are you straight in there claiming your prize?
I think I'd want to get it away from me as fast as possible. Like Owen was saying, even getting the 250 million to be stressful enough that it could accidentally change your life in all kinds of ways that you don't want it to. And you might be better. I mean, 250 million is the amount that maybe a small agency might be set up to figure out how to deal with. And that's a lot of responsibility for a single person.
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around even visualising that figure, isn't it, David? 250 million. Can you put it into a context for us so that we can understand it or see it?
So 250 million is a quarter of a billion. Okay, and a billion is a really, really big number. So I've heard people making comparisons like a million seconds sounds like a lot of seconds, but it turns out a million seconds is only 11 and a half days about. And likewise, a billion seconds is more like 31 years. So that's a big chunk of your life. If you're talking about instead a million grains of sugar is about half a kilo of sugar. But a billion grains of sugar would be more like 600 tons of sugar. So 250 million, it's an amount that's not quite like the normal lottery wins. So I think you need to be planning your future fairly carefully at this point.
It's a lot of sugar, David. That's what we're sure about. Owen and David, thank you so much.
To put that monetary terms, Claire, you could spend 10,000 euros a day for 68 years. Yeah. Before you'd run out of money.
It's not bad. It's not bad, is it? We like it. Thanks so much, Owen McGee and Dave Malone. And I really hope the person who has the ticket in their jeans or in the drawer or in the press or under the pillow that they're listening to this. As we say, huge congratulations to them and the very best of luck. And thanks to the texters who are getting in saying they'd prefer their peace of mind. Really? Really, would you? I don't know. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.